Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aikee. Here is your Now in the News update. President-elect Barack Obama is threatening a veto even before he takes office. He's pushing Congress for access to the remaining $350 billion in federal bailout money, and he warned that he would veto any attempt to block the release of those funds. Transition aides are set to meet with Republican senators today ahead of a possible vote Thursday on whether to release the rest of that money. Osama bin Laden has apparently released a new audio tape calling for a holy war against Israel for its actions in Gaza. The audio message was posted on a radical Islamist website. CNN could not independently confirm the authenticity of the message. The last time bin Laden released an audio message was in mid-May, timed to coincide with Israel's 60th anniversary. For the second time in a week, rockets fired from northern Lebanon have struck northern Israel. Police say it struck an open field, and there are no reports of any damage or injuries. Several Palestinian militant factions are active in southern Lebanon, but there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Back here in the U.S., a big development in that missing pilot story. Apparently, he's now in custody. Police say Marcus Schrenker was captured at a campground after an apparent suicide attempt. They say he had cuts on his wrist from trying to kill himself, but he is expected to recover. Schrenker disappeared Sunday after allegedly bailing out of his small plane over Alabama. Senate committees are holding confirmation hearings for more nominees for President-elect Obama's administration. In the hot seat today, the nominees for Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture Secretary, and head of the Environmental Protection Agency. American Idol is back for an eighth season, and as you probably expect by now, the bad auditions far outnumbered the good ones. Last night was also the first look at the American Idol newest judge, Kara DiRiguardi. The judges went to eight cities, including San Juan, Puerto Rico. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and .com Live for news from around the world. We're going to continue to update you right here throughout the day.